Hey everybody, it's Brother Gary with Hands Across the Border Devotional, and I am in Mexico. Don't forget, you'll hear my dogs, chickens, goats, ducks, whatever. Maybe in the background, we're not in any studio, so we are just here doing our devotional. Let's begin today in John chapter number 8. John chapter number 8, we'll start in verse number 3. We already covered verse 1 and 2 before, so you can go back and listen to that. Also, we have other devotionals all throughout there, a couple years worth, so you can go back and listen to those. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button on here so you can get our latest ones as they come out, and then also share it with somebody if it's been a blessing with you. So let's get right into our devotional today, shall we? And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. So the obvious context of this portion of scripture from verse 3 through verse number 11 is dealing with sin. And we're seeing three different we're looking through the eyes of three different people, right? We're looking through the eyes of the Messiah. We're looking through the eyes of the religious leader. And then we're actually looking in the eyes, through the eyes of the woman who's caught in adultery. And so we're going to see about how do we deal with this sin? How do we deal with sin around us and in us and all these things? So we want to start off with, we see in verse 3 and 4, we see the setup. You see, they caught the woman in the literal act. And that's what they had to do. According to their writings, they had to literally catch her in the very act. They couldn't just see them go into a room together. They couldn't just catch them in bed. They couldn't just catch them coming out or different things. But they had to catch them in the literal act. They had literally had to see them doing the act. So the question is this. If they see her in the literal act, number one, how did they know where they were going to be? And how were they able to catch her in the literal act? Well, it's almost like this was a big setup. They set it all up. They had to know when and where and the time. They had to know the two people involved, but then they only took one. And so the question bears to ask is this. Could the man be in on the setup with the religious leaders? There was more to this story than what they were bringing. They were trying to humiliate this woman, but we can see the setup, can't you? And then they come to the Lord in verse 5 and 6, and the question was, they quoted the law of Moses, and they asked Jesus what to do. You see, they were doing that. The Bible says very clearly in verse number 6, they tempted him because they wanted to accuse him. First of all, if he would have said stoner, they'd have said, man, he was so harsh and that if he'd have reacted so quick. But also he would have been in violation of Roman law, which took over the execution of the Jews' religious executions there. So he would have been in violation of that. They could accused him to the Roman officials, and it would have got him in a lot of trouble there, right? But also, if he said, no, leave her alone, then they would accused him for not fulfilling the law. So they thought they really had him. The question really wasn't, hey, what do we do? They call him master here. It's almost like they're making fun of him, or in a detrimental way. I used to have a fella, he used to call me pastor, but you could just tell it irked him, and he was doing it in a condescending way. And the fella used to beat his wife all the time, and he's the man, you know, and he still is, I think he thinks he is. But the key is this, is they're coming in a condescending way. They're really not wanting the answer. They're just trying to set him up and accuse him of some things. So they asked him the question. They wanted to get a reaction out of Jesus. But Jesus didn't fulfill that. We see in the latter part of verse number 6, it's like he didn't even hear him. He just kind of let it go, and he didn't react right away. And that's the way you and I ought to be oftentimes when we're confronted with people coming to us with different things like this, is don't act right away. How oftentimes have we acted too fast, just right away, and then we regret it later, right? We've all done that. And then he stooped down, and what we see is this, is oftentimes you and I will bow up, and so it's like a self-righteous thing. Oh, let me tell you about what to do. No, Jesus stooped down like a picture of humility. He wasn't happy that the woman was caught in adultery. These folks were almost like happy that they had her. They were humiliating her, that they caught her in this sin. But Jesus stooped down and didn't answer them. He began to write in the dirt. And you and I have heard all kinds of things about writing in the dirt and different things like that. But they continue to ask questions. Finally, he stands up just long enough to ask those, say, hey, you without sin, you begin the execution of the law. You cast the first stone. And then he stoops back down. He kind of leaves it alone. And as a result of that, they get convicted. You know why they get convicted? Because they got sin in their lives. In fact, this whole thing was set up by them, more than likely. And really, they're just as guilty as the woman standing there. Because they worked it out. The man wasn't there, so they weren't fulfilling the law. The man that was doing it with her might have been one of those leaders, for all we know. But all of a sudden, they get so convicted of that, that they begin, as the oldest to the youngest, just begin to file out one at a time. That was their response, because they were confronted with their own sin. They just quietly slipped away. They weren't so happy. They weren't so self-righteous now. And the only ones left was Jesus and the woman now. And for the first time, he finally addresses her and her sin. And he asks the question, notice this, he has the right attitude. They had the wrong attitude, the self-righteousness, we got to punish this, we do this. Jesus comes with compassion and forgiveness. He didn't say it was all right. He didn't say the sin was all right, but he had compassion and he had forgiveness. He had the right attitude. You see, Jesus can forgive any sin. He comes to her and he says, "Where's your accuser?" She said, "No man accuses me, Lord." He said, "Then I don't either." And he said this, "Go and sin no more." Listen, he didn't condone it at all. He acknowledged it as sin. And he told her, listen, don't do that anymore. Don't go back into adultery. Don't go back into that sin. You see, there's a couple things that we learn about here. The first one, are you happy when you catch others in sin? There's almost like this glee that people, even with half-truths, they just react so fast and they never hear the full thing. I had a fella that said all manner of things about me, and I tried to meet with him, and he wouldn't meet with me, and he goes around the country and accuses me of things. And other people just dive right in. They never talk to you about it. They never hear the full story. And so we got to be quick, not quick, and reacting to everything that's brought before us, because there may be more to it than we know. But are you happy when people sin? It's almost like people are gleeful to slander and gossip about people. And when it comes to sin, are you self-righteous? Or are you compassionate and forgiving? That's the key. You know, there go you and I, but by the grace of God. You ever heard that? And so the key is, are you compassionate, forgiving, wanting to help that person? The Bible says, ye that are spiritual, help the people, right? To get back with their walk with God. And lastly is this, is there sin you need to confess and the Lord to the Lord and forsake? Because oftentimes we focus in on other people's sin because we're carrying around something we're making excuses for. Friend, reread that portion of scripture we just looked at on how to deal with sin correctly. And maybe we'll help others to get things right with God. And maybe we'll get some things right with God that we can affect those around us and impact our world. May the Lord bless you.